The government of Myanmar said last week that it would release thousands of prisoners. They would be freed from military jails in the country, once known as Burma. The announcement raised the hopes among human rights groups. They wanted to see the release of high-profile political prisoners. But so far, only one leading dissident has gone free. Here's NPR Southeast Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan.
Reports from Myanmar late last week of a mass release of prisoners proved premature. So far, only 200 have been released, and fewer than two dozen of that number are political prisoners. One of those freed is 42-year-old Minko Nang. He is a former student leader, imprisoned during the brutal 1988 crackdown by the military government, the most prominent political prisoner in Myanmar after Aung San Suu Kyi. Activist Aung Zo is editor of Irrawaddy, a magazine focusing on events in Myanmar. He spoke with Minko Nang after his release.
He was very good. I mean, he was very articulate and he's very eloquent. He stayed Minko Nang like in 1988, which is good news for everyone because Burma needs such a political leadership. The question again is how much freedom does he have if he wants to talk to people, if he wants to organize a rally, if he wants to join the political parties? Would he be able to? That's, I think, a big question.
Many say they believe Minko Nang will have to be cautious if he is to avoid being sent back to prison. The government has offered no explanation for his release. Some analysts say it may be linked to the upcoming meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in neighboring Laos at the end of the month. Myanmar hopes to host the ASEAN summit in 2006, and its ability to do so may be linked to progress on the human rights front. David Steinberg is director of Asian Studies at Georgetown University School of Foreign Service. He is a frequent visitor to Myanmar.
I think they care about ASEAN. I think they care about holding the ASEAN meeting in 2006 and chairing it, and it would be quite a blow if ASEAN decided this would not be done. I think the release may be one gesture to the outside world that they are not going to be too rigid.
Irrawaddy editor Aung Zo speculates that the planned release of more political prisoners may have been delayed by a government caught off guard by the overly enthusiastic public response that greeted the release of student leader Minko Nang.
The reaction from people were quite amazing. A lot of people wanted to see him, and then he gave an interview to radio stations, and then he had received massive support. So I think military government, they were quite surprised by the reaction. So I think kind of control it. If things are getting out of control, and they don't want to make a mistake again, they might thought again if they release another prominent political prisoner.
The government has offered no explanation for postponing the release of more prisoners. It did announce that a constitutional convention will resume in February. Completion of a new constitution is part of what the government calls its roadmap to democracy announced last year. The conference is being boycotted by Myanmar's main opposition party, the National League for Democracy. The NDI leader Aung San Suu Kyi remains under house arrest. Few expect her release anytime soon. Again, Georgetown's David Steinberg.
My impression is that she would not be released until the National Convention is completed. In other words, until the Constitution has been agreed upon. They are very much afraid that she would disrupt the National Convention. It's a very difficult situation still.
Human rights groups say there are at least 1,300 political prisoners in Myanmar's jails. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.